Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
The first thing I'd like to discuss in today's meeting is a new company policy regarding record keeping. In an effort to improve our record keeping, as of the 1st of January, you must submit your monthly sales presentation logs to the Archives Department. The Archives Department will store these records permanently. It is located on the fourth floor, but there is no need to hand in the reports in person. We have set up drop boxes on each floor next to the printers. Just put the documents in any of these drop boxes, and the archive staff will periodically take them up to the fourth floor. Thanks for your cooperation with this.
Number 71. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 72. Where is the Archives Department? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following notice. Hello. We welcome you here to the National Park. I am Thomas, and I will be guiding you today on our walk to the top of the mountain. There will be various flowers and other plants along our walk, and I will give you some information about them, including their history. And please, don't hesitate to ask questions. The walk is going to take approximately 3 hours, including a few short trails and a 30-minute break near the waterfall. We will probably arrive at the top around noon, where we will have lunch. I ask earnestly that you respect the environment and do not toss any garbage along the trail. To protect the beauty of the trail, we haven't installed many garbage cans along the course, so please carry your trash and throw it away when we return to the parking area. I hope it will be convenient for you to use temporary paper bags for your garbage. Now, let's start the hiking. Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 75. Where will they probably eat lunch? Number 76. What are the tourists asked to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following business report.
This morning, Kansas Furniture announced plans to build an additional building next to its current head office on Leaves Boulevard. Randy Kansas, owner of the company, states that this expansion reflects their customers' increased use of the internet and the company's need to respond with more internet marketing. The city's largest furniture company will be using its new offices to manage online sales. Experts in internet marketing have recently been added to the Kansas Furniture staff. Mr. Kansas predicts that this expansion will significantly increase the company's total income.
Number 77. What kind of business does Randy Kansas own? Number 78. What is the company planning to do? Number 79. Which method of marketing is being developed? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following report.
Today, I want to give you some details of our annual sales report. I'm sure you all want to know the results of the hard work you've been doing. During the last 2 years, our profit has increased 35%, resulting in our company's growth in the current market share. This profit gain can be attributed to our corporate commitment to meeting the needs of customers. It's my conviction that we surpass the competition in this commitment. While other companies typically put limits on the size of shipments, we ship a broad range of products from small containers to bulkier items, such as industrial machinery and vehicles. Our customer survey confirms that clients are happy with our service. They trust us to be exceptionally cautious with their cargo. In my 10-year experience as the marketing manager, I've never been so pleased with our efforts. I am proud of you all, and let's keep up this good work.
Number 80. What kind of company does the speaker work for? Number 81. What does the man imply when he says,
"It's my conviction that we surpass the competition in this commitment"?
Number 82. According to the report, what do customers like about the company? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio advertisement.
If you like learning about unique tourist destinations, be sure to listen to Radio Travel, hosted by Kenny Millards. Once in a week, Kenny Millards offers in-depth information about exotic vacation possibilities. He interviews people who have vacationed at these unusual destinations. He also offers special travel tips. Radio Travel is broadcast every Thursday at 4 p.m., with the repeats on Saturdays at 11 a.m. To preview the destinations featured each week, visit our website at www.radiotravel.world.
Number 83. What is being introduced? Number 84. Who is Kenny Millards? Number 85. What information is on the website? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for attending today's meeting. I am happy to introduce Mina Aoki, our radio station's new executive director. As you all are aware, we held interviews last week, and among the five candidates, Ms. Aoki was the most qualified for this position. She has recently worked as general manager of a large broadcasting studio in Japan. Before that, she had served as a chief editor of a radio studio in California. Now, let's give Ms. Aoki a chance to introduce herself to us. Welcome to our company, Mina Aoki.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the introduction? Number 87. Where did Ms. Aoki most recently work? Number 88. What will most likely happen next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following report. In today's business news, Edward Stanley, CEO of Stanley Foods, has announced that his company has acquired Woodford Packaging Incorporated. The acquisition will be finalized by the end of the month. In a recent press release, Mr. Stanley stated that he fully expects that the acquisition will allow his company to run operations more efficiently by having his food production and packaging facilities under one roof. Mr. Stanley also announced that the company would be renamed Stanford Foods and will become the largest packaged food company on the West Coast. Number 89. What event does the report discuss? Number 90. When will the event be finished? Number 91. What is the expected result of the event? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following introduction.
It gives me great pleasure to announce tonight's recipient of the Award for Excellence in Education to Dr. Martha Stevens. When Dr. Stevens first joined the business faculty here at Morristown University, the program was struggling to attract new students. In a few short years, she completely resurrected the program. She got more funds so the department could renovate the business library and offer more scholarships. She has also been an inspiration to her students, who are amazed by how much of her own time she spends with them after class. I admire her dedication to her profession as well as her students. Please come forward to receive your award.
Number 92. What does the man imply when he says?
In a few short years, she completely resurrected the program.
Number 93. What did Dr. Stevens do for the department? Number 94. What does the speaker admire about Dr. Stevens? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following advertisement and list.
This week only, Happiness Clothing is offering big discounts on some of our most popular items for the entire family, including sportswear. For the past 5 years, we have developed a large clientele of loyal customers. Happiness is famous not only for its high-quality clothing, but also its tradition as a family business. Especially, make sure you stop by our shoe department, where you can find our featured items, sports shoes. Also, to express our thanks, we are offering a big discount event. Tomorrow evening, which is the first day of our one-week sale, we invite customers to a special opening day party. We will offer a wide variety of refreshments to everyone visiting our store. So, please stop by and enjoy the special community of your favourite clothing store. We will also be presenting our latest line of dresses, so do not miss this great opportunity for fun and savings.
Number 95. According to the advertisement, why is Happiness famous? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What is the discount on the featured product? Number 97. What will the business do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and agenda.
The Human Resources Department is pleased to announce a one-day training seminar. All interested parties are welcome to attend. The seminar will be held in Dublin in the William Bligh Hotel at Simmons Court Road on Saturday, June 14th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is the first of four seminars that will be offered to team managers this year. Managers must attend at least one of these seminars. To register for the event, please send an email to hrseminar@abc.com. There is no charge for registration or accommodation. In addition, travel expenses to the seminars will be reimbursed. All expense claims must be submitted by June 21st. Oh, I almost forgot. The conference room numbers for the last two sessions will be switched. Thank you for your cooperation.
Number 98. Who is most likely to attend this conference? Number 99. What will those attending have refunded? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What room should the employees attending the 2 p.m. session go to?